القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
Today in our times it is the fear of death, the fear of sacrificing your finger, your toe, a drop of blood that is more honorable than anything else. Look at us worldwide. Look at our current affairs. Look at our situation. Look at the people around us. We are the most humiliated nation on the face of this earth. With no doubt. Why? Because martyrdom to us is not appealing. It's not as appealing to us as it was to those ancestors, the great warriors that passed us, who lived around the best creature that walked this earth, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open your eyes and look at the massacres. Those that occurred in Bosnia and Kosovo, in Burma, Indonesia, those that occurred in Kashmir and still occurring. Those that are occurring today in Afghanistan. Those that are occurring in Iraq and Palestine. Have we done anything about this? Are we able to do anything? We are not. Why are we not? Because our lifestyle is more precious to us than doing anything about it. Our brothers in Cuba, who are chained like dogs, tied like animals, placed in a 2.4, 1.8 cage, concrete base, tin roof, chicken wire for walls. They walk like this, they can't even move. There's orange shoots of theirs, shaved, humiliated, degraded. We are downtrodden, enslaved. Why? We are the most humiliated nation today.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا القدس تنادي القدس تنادي القدس تنادينا ألا كل ما هو آت قريب وللأرض من كل حي نصيب.
Another one of the reasons for this condition is that the Muslims have become preoccupied. So the Prophet ﷺ said, a time will come when the nations of the world will invite themselves towards you, like a group of people that are hungry will invite themselves to a plate of food when it is placed in their midst. I'll come across the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were surprised, and they asked him, will this be because at that time we will be in the minority? There will only be a few of us? This is how they were thinking. He said, no, bal antum kathir. No, you will be at that time in the majority. You will be a great number. Are we a great number? Yes, we are. We hear the Muslims talking about, we hear the statistics, 1.4 billion Muslims. 1.4 billion wet matches. Nothing you can do with them except recycle them and produce more matches that you can strike over again when they're dry. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went on to tell them why this condition would exist. He said, your enemies will have no respect and no fear of you. is just the case today. Has not the United Nations, headed by the United States, has not the United Nations, it's a Freudian slip, has not the United Nations, headed by the United States, have not they invited the nations to form a coalition, a world coalition, a new world order to do what? To select from the Muslims whichever they like a buffet. And they talk to each other like that. What you like today? Palestine? Afghanistan? Kashmir? Somalia? Shishan? Pakistan? Afghanistan? What you like? The question what they always have for each other? What do they have? Why do we need it? What can we do with them? So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, and they do this blatantly, without any consideration, no respect. They take and go and invade and rape and kill and massacre, do whatever they want to do. And then after that, they set up humanitarian foundations to invite us to their countries to live, give us citizenship, and give us safety, and make us democratic, make us feel real good, and make sure we never go back to those lands to change our conditions. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went on. He said, your enemies will have no respect and no fear of you. And you Muslims, will be like Bufad al-Sayyid. You will be like the bubbles on the ocean when it goes to the shore and comes back. Bubbles, froth, foam, trash, scum. Means that no substance. You will have no substance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strike something in your heart called wahin. These were Arabs. They didn't know what is meant by wahin. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? He said to them, Hubb al-dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Hubb al-dunya means preoccupation, attachment, inordinate, attachment, preoccupation, involvement. Being submerged in the dunya. Karahiyatul maut means hating death, but it means more than that. It means not wanting even to be wounded, not even wanting to be disturbed, not even wanting to be bothered. If it's going to lead to something like injury and maybe death, that means they have given up the idea of jihad. Preoccupation. وللناس حب لطول البقاء فيها وللموت فيهم دبيب وللدهر شد على أهله تبين مشرك ونفر مصيب وكم من أناس رأيناهم فانوا فلم يبق منهم غريب وصاروا الى حفرة تحتوي ويسلم فيها الحبيب الحبيب او المرأة تعجب نفسه فاعجب والامر عندي عجيب وما هو الا على فيوما يشيب ويوما يشيب.